This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Enrollment in Obamacare is rising. According to the White House, more than 16 million Americans have gained coverage since the health care law took effect.
Powered by News One.
Nobody's gonna sign up for it.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 17th.
And we gonna fight it to the Supreme Court.
It is St. Patrick's Day, and happy birthday to Carmen Bilheimer. They are saying that this is completely false. Police responding to allegations that they beat the man arrested for shooting two police officers during protests in Ferguson, Missouri last week. Jeffrey Williams has been charged with two counts of first-degree assault, a count of firing a weapon from a vehicle, and three counts of armed criminal activity. Police have said that he admitted to firing the shots that struck the officers, but they say that he has little confidence in such statements. This is his lawyer speaking, and it's a very traumatic situation, obviously, but there is a lot of bruising on this young man's body that his lawyer says that he's noticed and is very concerned about, and it appears that there's some concern that he was roughed up, and those are the words that are used during the process of arresting him.
We've watched enough police shows over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madison, Wisconsin's police chief yesterday defending a white officer who killed the unarmed black man, or as many people are identifying him as a biracial man, earlier this month, saying that the police officer is a caring person who has repeatedly helped members of the community and that people should not rush to judgment without all the facts. Officer Matt Kenny shot 19-year-old Tony Robinson during an altercation in an apartment house stairwell earlier this month. The state's Justice Department is investigating. Now, there is a blog that says that the police chief wrote discussing Robinson's criminal record and not discussing it out of respect for the dead man, and demanded that people treat Kenny the same way. So he says, if we're going to not talk about the victim's criminal past, then we should not talk and cast aspersions on the police officer as well. He says he's known the policeman for 12 years and called him a caring, conscientious individual. And so
this is not tit for tat. This is Black Lives Matter.
No, this is exactly what it is. And but they're trying to Well, they're trying to stop a lot of incitement.
This is about justice, not about who did what, when.
This is an interesting stat out of the National Football League. There is a report today that San Francisco 49ers linebacker Chris Borland has retired from professional football after 1 year in the league over worries that his NFL career could lead to long-term effects from head trauma. He's notified the 49ers this past weekend that he made his decision after consulting with family members and concussion researchers, and he wants what's best for his health. And so after a year in the league, he is stepping out.
And is he suing?
No. He's
not suing?
No, not at this point. That he is just concerned about his health.
But the 1 year of playing has come of the all the other years.
All the other playing. Well, yeah. If, right. When you think about, you know, growing
college
up in high school and whatever else.
But he did all that to make it to the NFL, and he makes it, and then after 1 year he's concerned about his health.
Yeah.
All right. His bonus money. Does he have to return it?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I would say yes.
And I'm not sure what kind of bonus money he has.
He's got some bonus money. I don't know how much it is, but whatever it is, he was paid a bonus for his contract. And I'm thinking, I'm just a DJ, I'm not a judge, that he's got to pay that back.
And television is taught you this.
Television teaches you everything. You just got to watch.
I'm
finally with him on this.
You got it. You just got
to
watch.
I've been fighting it for a long time.